take me home when I'm gone astray. Fed me and you cared for me. You gave me home when I'm hopeless. You gave your life for me. I get used to this loving me. You gave me life when I'm dying. You gave your life for me. I don't know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me.
power to the beast, and they shall
worship the beast,
saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war?
On the 20th day of October 2023, here we are gathered together again. May the Lord's blessing be upon you and your life, and we're glad to be here with you, and hopefully you'll be blessed tonight, in Jesus' name. We're going to open up a little bit of news tonight. Yeah, U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, accosted by pro-Hamas mob that breached the Capitol office building. You reckon they will be given prison terms too, like those who were there on January 6th? Probably not. But anyway, we'll see what happens. A Christian father of 11 fired in Davenport, Iowa, after opposing LGBTQ pride activities and wearing a T-shirt with a Bible verse on it because of relaxed dress code that week or that particular time. And refusing to engage in LGBT pride activities at work and sharing his opposition to LGBT agenda. That's right. The Eaton Company, Eaton Corporation, which is a major corporation with over $20 billion a year. They do a lot of business, a major power management corporation, fired him. Yeah, that's right. Let's pray for him. Pray for this man to get his job back or to get a satisfaction here in this situation. Persecution for righteousness' sake. Yep, that's what that is. Japan releases evidence that all COVID variants were engineered in biolabs. That's right. They release evidence that proves that and intentionally released into the lives of the public. Yeah, along that same line there, Israeli 8-year-old boy who was used as a poster child kind of the vaccine, he was vaccinated and featured in COVID vaccine campaign, dies of a heart attack at 8 years old. That's right. The boy was vaccinated, I think, at 6, and now he's dead at 8. The boy was used in a video to promote the vaccines and push the vaccines in Israel, and he's dead now, never going to get to live out his life because he has heart failure, had a heart attack at 8 years old, which is unheard of for healthy little boys, right? But it happened because he took the vaccine to be the poster child and spread the lies. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know who she is, right? She's a good Christian lady, that I guess, that, as far as I know, anyway. First governor to order Chinese communists to give up their 160 acres in Northern Arkansas, accusing it of posing a clear threat to the state of Arkansas, she said. Clear threat to our state, she said. So, nice to see somebody standing up about that, that they're a spy agency and doing other things that shouldn't be doing for the benefit of America. Anyway, certain people don't care if they do that, but thank God some people do. All right, so the bodies of 250 more Israelis found in Israel south along the Gaza border, spotted by an airplane flying over. And so they recovered those 250 more dead Israelis killed by, you know, Hamas. We see a financial crisis is here. U.S. banks in America are, I'm not talking about U.S. bank, I'm talking about United States banks, are closing down hundreds of branches and laying off thousands of workers. So doesn't look too good for the banking future the way it is right now. So perhaps they will kind of change things, bring in a world war to bring in the global currency system and bail them out, and who knows how it's going to go, but we know, according to the scripture, that's going to happen eventually. So ex-Mormons start psychedelic church where mushrooms are their sacrament, not bread and wine. So their holy communion is an abomination. What they use is a communion. It's mushrooms, it's psilocybin. The so-called church is called Divine Assembly. And they claim they're in touch with the divine while they're tripping on mushrooms. Well, yeah, you know what they're in touch with, right? You take those kind of drugs, you get in touch with demons very quickly and very easily. If you're looking to be in touch with something, it'll happen, all right? And so, yeah, they claim they're communing with the divine while they're tripping on these mushrooms. And we know it's not God the divine, it's the demons, and they're not divine, and they are demonic. And the Divine Assembly claims to have more than 5,000 members across the United States. And the head of the so-called church, former state representative, Senator Steve Urquhart, I don't know how you pronounce his name, it's U-R-Q-U-H-A-R-T. And supposedly can get high with mushrooms and be protected since they're a church. So it sounds like a con job to me. They become a church so they can get high, huh? Yeah, well, it's sad to see that, but there's a lot of things going on in this day, like the Dove Awards, TBN hosted 2023 Dove Awards. Some of you remember Cademan's Call, Derek Webb comes out dressing in drag and crashes the 2023 Dove Music Awards. And there's a lot of strange thing going on with these music people. A lot of them are not after God at all. They're after popularity and money, sad to say. But, yeah, anyway, he was dressed as a woman, showed his picture and all that. Baloney there. All right, last news item I'm going to share with you today. I'm moving through the news pretty fast tonight. Church enlists Chucky, remember, from horror movies. I never watched one, but horror movies from the 80s. Little Chucky showed his picture on a church bulletin or whatever they're handing out to attract children to Sunday school. Yeah, to the special kids corner in the back of the church in Urbandale, Iowa, with advertisement, kids are always welcome at Walnut Hills Church, and with a picture of Chucky on there. Is it okay to use a demon to build a church? Really? I mean, that little demonic killing thing that they take a picture, have a doll of there, that a big doll sitting there about the size of the ones probably that they used in the movies, but that's demonic. And what business does that have being in a church? And what is that teaching the children, that they need to go watch Chucky horror movies or something? something's wrong today, I tell you. And the people that claim to be Christians need to be aware of what they're involved in and what they're opening up their children to. And maybe they don't care. Maybe they're not really Christian at all in this church. Maybe they're all Satanists. I don't know. You know, there's so many different things going on in churches today that are not according to Scripture. And we need to be on guard against that and have some discernment about the places that we might want to attend and check them out and make sure the Holy Spirit is there and moving. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't advise using demons to build churches, that's for sure, especially to influence young people. Something's wrong with that picture. Amen. All right. That's all the news today. So welcoming everybody again. Glad to have you here. Lord bless you this evening and be with you and encourage you and strengthen you. And we're going to get into God's word here in just a moment after we pray. So let's go ahead and do prayer. The oasiscommunitychurch.com, I don't give that out enough. And so certainly you can go there or you can email us at theoasis1@localnet.com if you'd like to email us. And so just wanted to let that be out there if you wanted to. And the P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59101162. Is that what it is? Did I get that right? Anyway, it's on the website. So, All right. So let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your presence here and encouraging us tonight and being here with us. And, Lord, we bind the devil right now, all these things that have been going on, these attacks. Oh, Lord, these attacks. Lord, Christians are being attacked. We know what month it is, and we know what's going on this month and all the wickedness that's being released, the demons that are being released to Halloween devils and satanic high day, high holy day of darkness. And Lord, we pray hedge of protection around each of us, Lord. We rebuke the enemy's schemes and schemes against the people of God and pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Thank you, Jesus, for divine supernatural protection, Lord. The angels of the Lord encamp round about us. Thank you for that, Lord. We break every hex, every vex, every spell, every jinx, every curse, every word curse, every negative word spoken or conjured against us in Jesus' name and send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Cancel those words of Simon. Cancel all witchcraft and spells and jinxes and hexes and vexes against us in Jesus' name. Thank you that they will not prosper. They will not work against us in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the precious blood. Thank you for divine protection over each of us. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for protecting our health, our bodies, physical bodies, and our spiritual life and our soul, which is our minds, our will, our emotions. Help us to be wise during this time and not succumb to the spirit of the world and Christians that are getting involved in things that are not godly and not right to be involved in, such as Christian costume parties and celebrations at churches where people are dressing up and allowing demons to come. Lord, have mercy on your church, Lord, and may you bring them into a godly walk and the fear of the Lord and wisdom and understanding about these things so they'd not be snared and trapped by the enemy in all these different worldly affairs that go on that the church seems to partially or embrace fully, some of them. And, oh, my. Thank God for those who have woken up to the lies of the devil and the tactics and tricks and spells. Lord, I thank you, Lord. We take it very seriously, and we're not going to play games with any of that. And we know, Lord, that you're coming soon, Lord, and we do pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, and But Lord, we also pray for peace on the earth, Lord, that this these wars will not spiral out of control and turn into nuclear wars where many people are killed. As it says in Isaiah, few men are left and they are burned. Lord, we pray that doesn't happen out of this present ordeal that's going on. Pray for your protection from wars and nuclear war and all the things that Satan wants to stir up and cause in the earth, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you protect your people, Lord, your precious ones, all of us, Lord. Thank you that you love us so much, Lord, and that you're not willing that any should perish. So we pray for our loved ones that might not be where they need to be with Jesus today, Lord. We pray for them and ask, Lord, to, Lord, bring them into right relationship with you and cause them to desire to get right with you, Father. And I pray for an eye-opening experiences. I pray for eye-opening experiences for them, Lord. And not only for them, but for many of the people of this world that are in darkness, Lord, let them have eye-opening experiences where they will come to Jesus and come to get born again, Father, before it's too late for them. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we pray for healing and health for each and every listener tonight. Father, we rebuke sickness and disease and cancers and other types of various maladies that are sent against the human body. We rebuke them in Jesus' name. Command health and healing into the physical bodies of the brothers and sisters tonight if there be something wrong, Father. We thank you, Lord, for, Lord, your scripture that says you heal all our diseases, Father, and forgive all our iniquity in Psalms 103:3. We thank you for the reality of that taking place in each of our lives, Father, the reality that shows the truth of your word in this hour where many people are wanting to see the reality and failing to see it, Father. We pray that your word will be manifest in all of our lives, Father, the truth of your word, Father. We give you the glory for that tonight. We give you the glory for just revealing more and more of yourself to us and making yourself so real, Father, and your word so real to us, Lord, too. And fill us up with you and the fire of God on our lives, the glory of God on our lives for your glory tonight. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. All right. Let's get into this tonight. Are you ready? All right. Praise the Lord. We'll go get into it. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's the title tonight. The one that even my wife had it come to her before I even got this title. She, when I told her what the title was, she told me she'd already heard this and this week. And it's, so, wow. So that's a confirmation in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So I thank God for that. And wow. So we need to wake up. Have you been attacked this week? We were attacked this week, and especially my wife was attacked this week, and it's a terrible attack on her. But the Lord took care of her, and she came out on the other side, and still she's going to be all right. But the enemy tried to take her out, but in Jesus' name, she lives, and she's all right. And we're going to continue on fighting a good fight. But people been cursing us, and I'm sure that they've been cursing all Christians, really, all true born-again Christians. So we need to continue to stand against all of that and thank God for his divine protection. And certainly the angel of the Lord protected my wife, and thank God for that. And so he's with us all the time, and things that could have been a catastrophe don't become that many times if you're believing God for his divine protection over your life every day and praying that hedge of protection around you and binding and loosing the mighty angels of God to protect you. And hallelujah. Amen. So he's real and he'll take care of you, but you got to believe it. You got to live in expectation of his divine protection. So have you woken up yet to this month and what time of the year it is, to the time of seasons that we're in? Recognize the month that it is. The darkness, you know, presses in upon people right now, and ignorant people are allowing and embracing the darkness because they go into the stores and they buy these foolish things that are, you know, sent out with devils, I mean, to be part of their lives and the children's lives and all types of, you know, open doors there when they put on those costumes and they They open the door, bring skeletons, witches, and ghosts, and goblins, and all these different demonic things into their homes. All types of celebrations of Halloween are taking place, even in churches. I mean, I talked to a pastor recently who said some of his people in his congregation want to have a gathering where they dress up in costumes. I said, wait a minute, man. Hey, any participation in this time is an open door to demons. Our church has never participated in that, and we advise not to tell you that. Man, any participation, right? You're just participating in the darkness there. And so we need to wake up because the Bible says Satan is the prince of the power of the air. That's what the Bible says. Let's read that in Ephesians 2:2. Let's go over there as we get into this here tonight. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to issue that warning because we are at spiritual battle right now, and the enemy is trying to curse the righteous, but he's not going to prevail. He will with some because they have no protection and they're not doing any kind of warfare. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the world, the word here, all, air, is the atmosphere around us. And that air, by the way, is filled with devils. And the power of the air, we live in. See, he's the prince of the power of the air. And the air is powered by those devils that are in the air, okay? And Satan is the prince of it. The power of the air that we live in. The atmosphere, that's the word there for air. It's the atmosphere we live in. It's ruled by the prince of darkness, and there are devils all in that atmosphere. So, just look at the world today. Go to stores and you see skeletons, scary things, witches, nightmarish things, ghoulish things, ghosts, goblins, and all types of demonic entities. And Satan is making his showing and marrying many souls this time of year. And yet he does his evil work at all times of the year, not just this time of year, yet this is an unholy high time of the year for darkness and witches and Satanists and warlocks and the likes of. And so the gods or devils of war are also manifesting to do in the earth right now. Fear spirits are being found in great quantity of people as the devils attempt to control the earth with fear, because that's how, they operate, with a lot of fear. And God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. But devils are attempting to give spirits of fear to everybody who has open doors to receive them. So, and Satan wants to be the puppet master over the human race and rule over us all. But you know what? We must say no, devil. That's right. We must be firm. We must be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we must have the high praises of God in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hands. And we need to say no, devil. And be as firm as we can possibly be in our God-given faith. And say no. Jesus is our Lord and God. Not some slimy devils and serpents. And we're going to have to resist the devils. The devils that are in the air, the atmosphere. And the atmosphere we live in. And loose the angels of the Lord on our behalf. Loose the divine protection around about you. And yeah, we've been attacked, but we need to persist and fight the good fight of faith, folks. So we face demons, demonic pressures in life. And in today's pressures to become or be what we are not supposed to be, we can lose sight or become detached from who we really are to be in Christ Jesus, our precious Lord. See, everything worldly is against the true Christ life in Jesus. It is Antichrist. The Bible says in 1 John, there are many Antichrists now in the world. There are many Antichrist spirits. In fact, every spirit of darkness is an Antichrist spirit because they're not for Christ. They're against Christ. And God wants us to live in liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God. And it's a challenge to live in liberty today when the world around you lives in bondage, including a whole lot of the church, the so-called Church of Jesus today. And Satan You know, he wants to keep the church blind and uninvolved in warfare against him. And that's the way much of the church is today. They're blind and in little or no warfare against the enemy. So have you ever asked yourself or said, who am I? Or you've been told, hey, just be yourself. Well, how can you be yourself if you don't know yourself? And if you don't know who you are, how can you just be yourself, see? Well, you know what? I really believe that only in Jesus can a person's true identity be found, okay? Because apart from him, you're going to live in a state of confusion apart from Jesus, because the devil's confused. And if you're not saved, you're part of the god of this world. You're under his influence, because the Bible says you're either for me or against me. You can't walk a fence. You're on one side or the other. And so I'm telling you now, if you're hearing this and you're not on the Lord's side, you need to make that decision right away and ask Jesus to wash your sins away with his blood and come into your heart and believe on him that he is God, and ask him to take over your life from this day forward. Don't wait another day, because I tell you, in the devil's territory, you know not what's coming your way. And he doesn't like you, love you, or care about you, the devil. He wants to take you out. So who are you? Who are you? In order to live in liberation, we're going to have to first identify and realize two important things. Identify that the pressures from the world to shape our lives after their pattern is what will bring us freedom. When you realize that it is a lie, a fantasy, when they tell you that the world to shape your life is what brings you freedom, that is a fantasy. That is a lie. It will not bring you freedom. Success and happiness never comes from the world. Okay, not true success, happiness, and joy. Because really, it just comes from the Lord. Let's face the reality of this. And we see the reality of this in a question, if you remember, you know, when Jesus was crucified, Pilate asked the question, well, what is truth? In fact, we turn and read it, John 18, verse 38. His Pilate said unto him, what is truth? What is truth, right? And see, the world is still okay with this, still asking, you know, this question, you know, and it eludes them. It is still eluding them. Why is it still eluding them? Because they don't believe in Jesus. They don't know what the truth is. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? And they're not of the truth. They're of the lie. See? Now, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I unto the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. See, if you're of the truth, you're going to hear his voice. If you're listening, you're going to hear his voice. If you're not listening, you won't. But if you're listening, you'll hear his voice. So you need to accept it and realize, you know, it isn't going to happen the world's way. It's just not going to happen the world's way. See, we're going to have to choose rightly and decide on truth, not a lie. Okay? So how does a person live in true liberation today from the bondage of this world system of darkness and the prince of the power of the air and all the devils in the atmosphere here? How do you do that? Well, first, of course, you have to get born again, like I just told you. And you have to ask Jesus in your heart. You have to believe. You have to confess and repent for your sins, right? So number one, though, you have to know yourself. How will you know yourself? How can I know myself? Well, to know yourself, to really know yourself, you're going to have to deny yourself, right? Really going to know yourself, you have to deny yourself. And how can that be? How does that make any sense? Well, you deny the lesser self and free the true real self, see? We deny or give up that self-interest, that self-defensiveness, that self stubborn self, you know, that self-will, that, you know, all that self-reliance, all that stuff that we just, you know, we're not going to necessarily get rid of self, but self is the container of the thoughts, and it it's also the container of the personality, the drive, the vision, the hopes, you know. And when we deny ourselves, we deny our right to control the direction and development of ourselves. In other words, we put ourselves in the hands of Jesus. We deny ourselves and we take up the cross. You know, it's inviting Jesus, the surgeon of your soul, to diagnose who we are and perform the surgery necessary on our thinking and lead us into the deliverance that is necessary and change our attitudes and our personality where they need to be changed, folks. Because there are things that all of us need to have changed in our lives. Still, we have not arrived. And Paul said, I die daily, and truly there needs to be a death daily to a lot of the things that are still in our lives. And we might not want to hear that. But it says here in Luke 9, verse 23, and he said unto them all, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Oh, that's pretty serious. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. So, wow. So, we need to deny ourselves, right? So that's important. If we're going to know ourselves, to cut away all that interferes or hinders us from being liberated, see, in Christ. And he gives us a new path and a new future, as Luke said. So, hey, if you don't lose your life, you lose the possibility of all that your life is meant to be in Christ Jesus, see? So it's kind of important what I'm talking about here, because it's part of the word, folks. It's a part of the way to live the Christian life in victory and overcome the powers of darkness. 1 Corinthians 15:31. Let's read it. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. That's Paul talking. He said, I die daily. To die to self-rule allows Christ and Christ's rule and the liberation process to take place in our lives. And your obedience today makes it possible for God to bless you with what he's prepared for a future day for you as well. Because, you know, every day is a preparation for more in the future. And see, the death of self-control allows Christ Jesus control to take place in our lives. The old self, centered on itself, selfish desires, limited goals and plans and visions, and self-centered, you know, needs for success is replaced and removed and remolded in Christ Jesus' image. Hallelujah. And that's what we need. Then you're going to discover the joy of following after him, serving him rather than being served. Focusing on self shrivels the growth of self up. Instead, we center on Jesus and the people, and he places in our lives the new characteristics come. Hallelujah. Love, forgiveness, compassion, joy, sacrificial service, caring for others. I mean, our attitudes will change. What blocks the flow of the Spirit is removed out of the way, and we are liberated to be, you know, the true who God wants us to be, and we know who we are, and that's so important in the walk that we have today. We're going to have to know who we are in Christ Jesus, folks. That's really important, okay? Really important. So number two is be yourself. To be yourself, you have to lose yourself. See, relinquishing our control of our physical, emotional, and relational life makes it possible for us to fully receive the abundant life of Christ control in our life. To lose our life is in the Greek to trade it for something else, is what it really means. And what we give up is no longer ours, but what we gain is infinitely more valuable than anything we could hold on to, folks. If you want to hold on to the devils that were in your life, that, you know, really, I mean, a type of this is Jesus gave his life on Calvary so that you might have his life in you, right? Jesus said, John 10:10, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, right? Abundant life is the constant flow of his very presence into our life, around us, in us, and out of us, and through us, see? And the self that's filled with him produces a new self within us, see, because Jesus is doing that. And we know who we are because we know whose we are. So important to know who you are if you're ever going to know who you are. Men, thank you, Jesus. Fear of being who you are is gone when you have the Christ nature manifesting. Our new self is a manifestation of the reigning Jesus. Hallelujah. And that pride, that self-confidence, that arrogance, that all of that is replaced by a Christ confidence. Remember the scripture says that we have confidence in our Lord, and we have a confidence that we didn't have before. And so this losing self frees us from the pressures to be anything other than what Jesus is making us and Jesus is producing in us. Let his life come forth in you. See, it's not I that live, right? Galatians 2:20, but Christ that liveth in me. And then, you know, you can actually, number three, start enjoying yourself. To enjoy yourself is to allow Jesus to also to enjoy you. I mean, how can a person enjoy themselves unless they know that they're being enjoyed? So, you know, Jesus enjoys you. Oh, how, I never thought, how could that be, Pastor? I never thought of that before. Well, 2 Corinthians 4:7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, the excellency of the power is of God. It's not of us. And we have this joy in the earthen vessel, see? Oh, man. Oh, God has made you righteous. He's clothed you with a robe of righteousness so that you can come boldly before the throne of grace. Yes. Oh, yeah. And you don't enjoy yourself because you're just dwelling on externals all the time. Oh, I'm too fat. I look ugly. My ears are too big. I'm too tall. I'm too stubborn. I sin too much. I'm too ignorant. I'm too uneducated. I'm too this or that. See, you're not going to enjoy yourself that way. That's just doing what the devil wants you to do there. You're just following the trail he's laying before you. And, you know, very people, the fact of the matter is very people really enjoy themselves. You know, quit looking at the earthen vessel and start looking at what it contains. Who do you contain? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. Do you hear that? Quit looking at the earthen vessel. Quit focusing on that, saints. Focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This treasure is in the earthen vessel. It's already there. We have it now, this treasure. So you could enjoy yourself in Christ Jesus. Remember, none of us are perfect in the flesh. I mean, come on. But our spirits are born again. The Holy Spirit lives there, so he doesn't live with sin. So we're body, soul, and spirit, and our spirit, he's living in there, see? But he doesn't live in the body and the soul, but he lives in your spirit. And the Lord enjoys amazing the world at what he can do with imperfect people. I mean, look, he's so pleased with his children today. Don't think he's not pleased with you. If you're born again, he's pleased with you. He loves his children today. Start telling others that you enjoy them, your brothers and sisters, and tell yourself too. I mean, listen, God enjoys you so much that he tells you to dwell constantly in his presence. You know, God wants our company. He wants us to be in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. See? And so we can express ourselves next, express ourselves, because under his authority, you live the life that's within you, his life. It's not I to live, but Christ, see, the Christ and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, Galatians 2:20. See, you could be, you know, honest in your expression, for he is truth. And because truth is dwelling in you, you can express truth. Remember, you're a person in transition. We're transitioning, you know, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. He loves us like we are, but you know what? He's not leaving us like we are. He's not leaving us there. He is working in us. And his Bible says he's going to work in us until the day of his return, until the day of Jesus Christ. So the best of what we are is still to be. Hallelujah. And you don't have to pin to have it all together either. You know what? Because you don't. And everybody knows it, right? We all know that we don't have it all together. So don't try to fool people. You say, you're a work in progress. The Holy Spirit's working on me day by day. You know? And honesty can be vulnerability, but you know what? It's also liberty, the glorious liberty, see, when we walk in truth. And when we say, yeah, we failed. I failed. We've all failed. We've all sinned. And we all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But now he brought us in. He grafted us in. And we're part of him now. We are one spirit with Christ, the Bible said. And you are free for your life to be a continuous series of new beginnings. How many know the mercies of the Lord are new every morning? This can be a series of new beginnings. Every day is a brand new beginning. Hey, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. We got to remember that. We don't have to go walking around sin laden anymore, because we're not laden with sin anymore. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. And his love in you will come out as a Christ-like attitude toward other people. See, if we allow his love to have a dominant place in our lives, the dominant force of our lives to be the love of God, God is love. See, and we need to resist the temptation to hate others, be cruel, and pay others back. Okay? We need to resist that. It's because those are devils trying in the atmosphere, trying to get in there and spoil the vine. The little foxes spoil the vine, remember? So start thinking liberty, freedom, liberation. Remembering where the Spirit of the Lord is, what is there? There is liberty, there is liberation, there is freedom. See? So you free yourself by dying to self today, daily, every day, tomorrow. Paul said, I die daily. See, in him we live and move and have our being, but hey, through Christ we die through in the soulish area. We die daily. Amen? So, I want to encourage you to prepare ye the way of the Lord in your life. Now's the time to not be spiritually lazy, my friends. Are you spiritually lazy? Are you hungry for God every day? Are you seeking him with all your heart? Or are you spiritually lazy? Don't get spiritually lazy. See, it's easy right now to get spiritually lazy. There are so many demonic things in the atmosphere going on at the time of year that so many demonic things take place. And we see demonic stuff going on in the government. We see demonic stuff, you know, in the churches. We see it all around. But you know, you don't let it affect you. You don't let that stop you. You don't get spiritually lazy. It's time to be lit and it's time to burn. It's time to be on fire with the fire of God. The fire of God needs to be allowed to burn in your life. Oh yeah, so that the fires of hell never have to be there. Amen. We let the fires of God burn in us so we don't have that other fire going on ever. Amen. The Bible tells us these times are perilous times. We're living in perilous times today, folks. We need to be aware of the times and the seasons that we're in. We need to recognize it. We need to recognize the times. We don't think that put our heads in the sand and think things are going to go on like they always have gone on. They're not going on like they always have gone on. The book of Revelation tells us things are going to change rapidly in these latter days. So they are perilous times, and we need to be aware that Satan, the god of this world, is trying to destroy you and me through any means he can come up with, any way that he can get through the armor, any way that he can come against us. If we have an open door in our lives, he's looking for that open door. He's seeking to get in and cause you trouble, cause you difficulty. So what do we have to do? We have to keep our armor on and never take it off. Take up that holy armor of God and never take that armor off. And take up the sword of the Spirit and reinforce it and replenish it daily with God's word and with prayer. That means just keep your armor shiny and ready with the word and with the refreshing. You know, we all need to get refreshing from the Lord on a regular basis. We need to keep up the hedge of protection around us. We need spiritual energizing from the Holy Spirit. That needs to be a regular event in our lives. We need to be energized. One of the ways to get energized is just pray in the Spirit for periods of time. If you can pray 10 minutes straight in the Spirit, you'll be energized. If you can pray in tongues for even 5 minutes straight, you'll be spiritually energized. But the longer you do, the more energized you get spiritually. Pray in the Spirit, right? And with the understanding, the Bible says. So it's important for us to pray in tongues. Paul says, I pray in tongues more than you all. Just keep it up. Praying in the Spirit, you will be edified. You will be built up. You will be energized with spiritual energy, with spiritual understanding. And then keep up that hedge of protection. But without Jesus, this world is a deadly place to live, folks. Without Jesus, it's a deadly place, and there's a lot of destruction in the air, the atmosphere. So prepare yourself to live in times like these that we live in, like no other before us, quite like this, okay? So live in these times, even though all days on planet Earth are evil days. Let Jesus daily sit on the throne of your life. See, that makes a big difference. You let Jesus sit on the throne. All these other things, marriage problems that you might have, or difficulties in finances, or difficulties at work, all these things. If Jesus is sitting on the throne of your life and you're not, then he will take care of these things. He will work them out. He will protect you in them. He will bring you through them. He will have solutions that you would have never thought of if you were trying to take care of this thing on your own ability. I mean, no, we can't live on our own ability. We're going to have to live by the ability of God. We're going to have to live from God, not for God. See, if you're living for God, you're living a weak Christian life because, listen, you can't do it. I'm telling you, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't live the Christian life without Jesus. You can't live it without his empowerment. You can't live it without his strength, power, and glory. Hey, come on. You're fooling yourself. Well, if I just try harder, no, that's not how it works. You're still trying to live for God. You're trying to try harder. You're trying to do it yourself. No, you live from his strength, from his grace, from his mercy, from his truth, from his power. See, so I don't live for God. I live from God. See, that's the key here, to live the victorious life over the enemy. You've got to recognize the difference, see, because so many are in works righteousness today, and it doesn't work. Let's face it, it doesn't work. Works righteousness will fail you every time. It's got to be his righteousness, not your works. They're just filthy, bunch of filthy rags, really, anyway, as the Bible calls them. So, hallelujah. So we're living in the last days, and we want Jesus to stay on the throne. When you get on the throne, then you come first, see, and your life is run around you. And when Jesus is on the throne, Jesus comes first, and our life is lived around him and from him. See? Amen. So, praise God. So, let Jesus sit on the throne, not devils and demons and your besetting sins, not those. You don't want them on the throne of your life. They must not be your rulers. We've been ruled by devils before, and a lot of Christians are ruled by devils today, and they don't even know what they're being ruled by. They don't recognize that when they're not letting God rule in their life, that devils are having their way in some area of their life. Yes, because if Jesus, you can't serve two masters. You're either serving God or the devil. I mean, if you're not letting Jesus be the master, then who is being the master? And it may not be in every area of a person's life, but if you're letting the enemy be the master in one area, you think self is the master. You're the life. Well, you're letting the devil in, see? And in another area of your life, Jesus is the master. Jesus is the master. But these other areas, self is the master. You're doing it yourself. You're letting the enemy in. So, hey, listen. realize the battles are not going to just be on one front. I tell you, you need to put up a guard and keep a guard up always. Keep your door shut to devils today, you know, because you're like little weasels. They're looking for a door to weasel into, you know. They look for those open doors, see. They realize the battles, they're just not on one area of your life. You know, he may hit you in three or four areas at one time. The devils attack on many fronts. And it's a life and death situation in many cases, see, because they don't give up trying to take us out either. So you need to guard against distraction too, because, you know, the enemy wants to distract you from the battle. He wants to distract you from his attacks. He wants to distract you from what's really going on in the atmosphere, the prince of the power of the air, and what's going on in that atmosphere with all those devils filled in that atmosphere. He wants to distract you so he can get to you. Oh, yeah. And there are so many distractions today. So I would say put yourself on guard against these distractions, because they could easily distract the people of God. So be on guard, get ready, and prepare yourself and be filled with Jesus. I tell you, now is the time. If ever was a time, now is the time to be filled up with Jesus. Be not drunk with wine, as the scripture says, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. So you need to ask yourself, have you prepared the way for the Lord in your life? Prepare ye the way of the Lord for him in your life. That's what we're talking about tonight. Let's go to Luke 3. Matthew, Mark, Luke chapter 3. And let's look at verses 4 through 6 here. Chapter 3. Verses 4 through 6. And I am trying to pull my pages apart here. There we go. Here we are. And as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. So what do we see here? We see four things that I want to talk about here as we continue on. You know, God is warning us to prepare the way in our life to contain more of himself, more of him, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the fullness of God and the fullness of time. As his coming grows closer right now, we're living in that time where his coming is growing ever nearer, ever nearer. Isaiah 40, verse 5. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. See, God not only wants his glory to be revealed to all flesh as relating to all people, but I believe it can mean all of our flesh too, see, all of our being, in other words. But for this to happen in us, we must prepare the way of the Lord. All our complete being, he wants to reveal himself. Now, how's he going to reveal to the flesh? Well, he's going to kill it, you know, the flesh part of us, because the Bible says in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. So he wants to reveal his power in the fire of God that purges, the purging fire that will burn out the garbage in us too. So God wants his glory to be revealed into every weakness, to every stronghold, demonic stronghold in us, and we reveal it in our weak human nature that is so prone to sin and at times so opposed to the nature and things of God. I may know that you've resisted the things of God before in your lifetime. Yeah, most all of us have at one time or another, even as a Christian. We didn't want to get in alignment with what he was, you know, wanting us to go in the direction he was wanting us to go. We fought against it, and we can't do that, folks. We can't oppose God. But part of our soul wants to do that, see. See, just because my sin has been forgiven doesn't guarantee that character and my nature have been automatically conformed to the image of Jesus. It's a process, see. So you ask yourself, we see four things here. Ask yourself, are there any mountains in my life that are preventing God's glory from being revealed in me? How about it? We see four things here in Luke chapter 3, right? So what is it? Are there mountains in our life that are in the way? Are there high hills? Are there valleys? Are there rough or crooked places that are blocking or hindering the spreading of his presence and his message and him showing up in a greater way in our lives today? That's a question you should ask yourself and I should ask myself. I mean, we all should ask ourselves. Psalms 139:23-24. Let's read that too. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." See, we want him to lead us in the way everlasting, don't we? Amen, we do. And so we see here that prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be brought low and the crooked shall be made straight and the rough way shall be made smooth. See, that's in Luke 3, verse 4 through 6 we were reading. And so let's look at mountains and hills. Do you have a mountain of pride? Do you have a mountain of arrogance? Do you have a mountain of conceited? Are you conceited, self-conceit? Are you always seeking to promote yourself and exalt yourself? Are you puffed up? Can nobody really tell you anything? Are you a know-it-all? Are you argumentative? Are you, you know, looming in your character? Are there hills and mountains of high-mindedness and rebellion and stubbornness that stop the spread of the glory of God within you? Are there? Well, see, only you can answer that, and I granted God can show you that. If you'll ask him, is there be any wicked way in me, Lord? And if you're really willing to hear what he has to say, a lot of people are not willing to hear what he has to say, but we got to make up our mind, are we willing to hear what God has to say? You know, it may save our lives if we listen physically and spiritually. So we ought to be listening. We ought to put on ears that hear. Lord, give us ears to hear. Amen. If you haven't prayed that prayer, Lord, give me ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. Yes. Amen. So we got to guard against these things, the proud look, the lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that is divided, wicked imagination, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. These are in Proverbs chapter 6, and we need to be on guard against them and not allow those things to slip into our lives and begin to sabotage us and allow demons to come in. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. See, do you really fear God? Then if you do, you're going to hate evil, folks. That's just the fact of the matter. Because the fear of God is to hate evil. We hate the devil and his demons and all the forces of evil. We hate the evil that is in people, but we don't hate the people, okay? So the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So this is what, you know, wisdom talking here. And this is what wisdom has to say, that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Okay, so we should have that mentality. Let's look at the valleys. Valleys, too, can present problems in preparing the way of the Lord in yourself, in your life, in your walk. Are you overcome with a sense of unworthiness and condemnation and failure? You're down in that valley today. Are you depressed? Discouragement set in? Are you bound by inferiorities about yourself and how you're so inferior and have all these things wrong with you? Are you living in fear, maybe? Fear of the future, fear of what's coming on the earth? Men's hearts will fail them for fear in the last days. That's what the Bible says. And that is happening and will happen more as the times come closer to his return. Are you living in that fear? God says, fear not. There are 366 fear nots in the Bible, one for every day and for leap year too, right? So Are there low places of loneliness and worry and despair, depressions in your life? Valleys can be so shadowy, so dark, that very little light of God's glory can filter through it because you're letting these other things have the dominant force there, having the dominant place when you're in the valleys. When you're living in the valleys, a lot of Christians live in a perpetual valley and they rarely ever get out of the valleys. Is that what the Lord has in mind for you? Is that his plan? Is that the way he would have you to live in the valley of despair and the valley of hopelessness? I don't think so, saints. I don't think that's what he called you to. That's not what my Bible says. Is that what your Bible says? If it is, then you must have a different kind of Bible than I do. Okay? Every valley shall be filled. Every valley and every mountain shall be brought low and hill. Phil, those mountains won't be able to stand strong in your life of pride. They won't be able to stand strong. And the valleys of this defeat and fear and troubling things. Look at the crookedness. Do you lack Christian character and integrity today? Do you? Are you walking in integrity? Are you walking in the character of God, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith? Are you letting that manifest? Or is there a crooked part of you who seeks only its own? Right. Yeah, whatever it takes to get what it wants, it gets it, see? It'll go about trying to get it. Because you have a secret, crooked agenda there to serve yourself, to serve and put yourself above everything, even Jesus, see? So you talk about God but live as a crooked and perverse person? Well, there are Christians that do that. I know some who are involved in ministry, but they are not right with God. They are not where they should be. Some of them are living in sexual sin and won't give it up. And yet they're serving in churches and ministries. Really? Ephesians 5:3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. That's what should be going on. For this ye know, that verse 5, no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. In other words, hey, don't go out there and be just like the unbelievers, for ye were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. See? So don't become what you were before. It's one thing to fall into sin, but it's another thing to become a fornicator. It's another thing to become a drunkard. It's another thing to, you know, become covetous all the time and live a life of covetousness. No. It's another thing to live in uncleanness all the time and to fall into the sin of uncleanness and then repent and get out of it. See, there's a difference between becoming one of those and falling into the sin of one of those. There's a big difference between that, because you repent, you get out if you're walking on with Jesus. But if you're not walking on with Jesus, you start living in that, and that becomes your nature again, and you become like the world. Because that's normal for them to act that way. It's normal for them to be fornicators. It's normal for them to be adulterers. Because what does a sinner do but sin all the time? That's what they know. That's their nature. That's what they have in them. They don't have the ability to live any different than that. Even though some may have a religious spirit in them and act real religious, they're still, you know, hypocritical, because they can't live their life. They don't have the power to really live a righteous life. See, so Hallelujah. Is there moral crookedness there? We need to take on his nature, not the old nature. That's basically what we're saying here. Roughness. Is your disposition rough and hard? You met some Christians like that, I imagine I have. In 40 years of pastoring churches, I've met some hard, rough Christians. They have a harsh nature. They speak harsh words. They're mad. They're insensitive to others. They're angry. They're unforgiving. See? Are you insensitive to others? Do you speak the truth but not in love? Does harshness rather than kindness rule in your life? Only when our roughness is allowed to be dealt with can the glory and the beauty of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords be revealed in and through us, see? And that's what we want, isn't it? Let's go to Job 6 real quick here. Job, the book of Job. And over to chapter 6, verse 24, says, teach me and I will hold my tongue. See? In other words, let the Lord teach us or correct us, and we will be able to correct our tongue and have correction on our tongue and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. I will listen. I will receive your instructions, see? And I will hold my tongue and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. See, God has called us to Christ-like character. So, someone said if character fails, everything fails. Well, that could be true, but to some degree. But where is that Christ-like character today in the body of Christ, in the church of a living God today? Where is that Christ-like character? Where is the love of God? You know, I've visited churches, and we went into there and visited, and there was not one inkling of the love of God in manifestation there. And they were even treated with rather disdain, or rather just, just somebody visiting, no big deal, and nobody even talked to you, you know. What is that like? I've tried to always talk to people who come as visitors to the churches in the past, okay, always, and try to tell people to do the same and encourage people to do the same. So where is that Christ-like character today? We need to allow and let the Holy Spirit conquer every high and low place, every twist and turn in our us, conforming us to Christ's image and Christ's character, Jesus Christ, allowing his beautiful qualities to shine through us and be formed in us. Let Christ be formed in us, right? We should say, to pray, Lord, may Christ be fully formed in me. Amen. And you pray that today? And Jesus be fully formed in me. May I be wholly conformed to his image. May your glory be revealed in all of me. Remove the mountain, the hills, the crooked places, the deceptive and dark valleys, and the roughness in my character. Lord God, bring it to the light, the demons that are hiding in there, that they could be exposed and cast out and dealt with. See, the all-consuming reason for our existence should be that all those around us see the beauty and the glory of Jesus and his salvation in us. Let Christ be seen in me. Let him be formed in me and let him be seen in me. See, that's the prayer that we should cry out to God. Have you been crying out to God lately? You know, he hears the prayer of the righteous, but his ears are closed to the prayers of the unrighteous, as it says in the Word. Psalm 25. Go read another verse here. A couple of verses. Psalm 25. Hallelujah. And we'll read verses 4 and 5. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Wow. Will not sit with them. Will not sit with them. Why? Well, verse 7, it says, you know, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity, and redeem me, and be merciful unto me. Amen. And in the congregation will I bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. All the days of my life, I will bless the Lord. Will you do join me in blessing the Lord all the days of your life? Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Teach me your way instead of my way to deal with the valleys of our lives, Lord. See, we need God to fill those valleys with his light and his love and his life. Worry, fear, inferiority, and feelings of depression have cut through our minds like mountain streams and formed deep ravines and sore places that must be healed and delivered in our lives. Oh, man. We can feel so drained at times when having these valleys, fearful valleys, worries about the tomorrow, worries about the present. Oops, many people I know of are worrying about their physical body right now. The enemy has attacked them physically, and they're suffering in their physical body. And, yeah, that's a big thing, folks. When people face something, infirmity, something attacking them, that deep ravine of sickness and disease, that valley place, it needs to be healed, to be delivered from any spirits of infirmity. They're feeling drained. They're feeling, how are we going to go on like this? Hey, we need to prepare the way of the Lord by allowing Jesus to fill those areas of our life instead of the demonic dwelling there. And instead of us dwelling on those things, which will just magnify the demonic in our lives. See? In these dark areas, but if we dwell in the valleys, what, we're going to grow anemic and weak, and all our energy is going to flow out from us, and we will need to be energized, folks. And really, if you've been in the valley, you need to be re-energized and let the Lord energize you. You need to come get in his presence again and start worshiping him, lifting up holy hands unto the Lord and praising him. Let those high praises of God be in your lips again. And that two-edged sword, strong and ready to go to war at any moment, at any time. Amen? Oh, yeah. May you be energized today. May you be strengthened today. May you be powered up by God. May you be in his healing power today. Do you have a rough place of criticalness, judgmentalism? Maybe you're really too hard on people. Maybe because you're too hard on yourself. And therefore, it comes out as being hard on other people, too. Maybe you're always finding fault with everything and everybody. Look out. You got a rough place there. Some demons are working there. Judgmentalism. Blaming others. Hey, listen, that's not the Lord's dwelling place there. Demons are being, you know, allowed to rule in that part of you. That dark area, that rough place. Yeah. Maybe your tongue, you know, is out of control and needs to be brought into submission to God, and the spirit's cast out of the tongue because you're saying things that a Christian not ought to be saying. Huh? Just talking with people in public this week. I talked to several people this week, and, you know, they were not Christians as far as I know, because their F word was fluent in their mouth. I mean, people more and more are just using that word over and over in conversation, and they don't care if women are around or who's around. They don't have any respect. That's just part of them and their lives, and they talk that way. You know, they've got crooked and rough place. Then they need to get born again, probably. You know, that's where they can even start dealing with these areas. But, oh, God, burn these things out of me. Let that holy fire burn. We don't want them. Let's get that deliverance fire going here. get rid of that. Amen. You know, our life is to prepare him a perpetual dwelling place. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare for him to return and truly live in his people and with his people forever. But he wants to live in us now, and he is living in our spirit, but he wants to take charge of the soul and have it directed by your spirit. Amen? Amen. So we're getting ready to close here on this message today. But we need to give no place to the devil, but every place to God. We got to give place to God, but we don't give place to the devil. And it's more easy to give place to the devil than it is to give place to God, it seems like, for most Christians today. But, you know, God wants to dwell there and change us and replace our old nature with his new nature, with his Christ nature. See, we are new creatures in Christ, so we need to allow that manifestation of the new creation to begin to take place more and more and more, because some people have been Christians a long time, and I'm not seeing much of a new creation in them. What's wrong with that picture? Yeah. So many Christians, so many people's lives have demons dwelling and directing their lives, and that should not be that way. You know, especially if you claim the name of Christ, you claim to be a Christian, you claim that you're a believer, and you're using profanity all the time, something's rough there, something's not been dealt with. There's a demonic stronghold there. So will you say to him, Lord, I've prepared a place. I've prepared a way, place for the Lord. I've prepared the way for the Lord to come into me and fill me. Prepared a way for him to come and fill the mountain, the hill area, the valleys, the crooked and rough places of my life, and call them to be the good God dwelling place, your dwelling place, Lord. Yes, may you come and dwell there. May you come and fill me up to overflowing, Jesus, and bring about the change from glory to glory, from faith to faith, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, because you don't do the changing. He does the changing. But you have to be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. You have to be willing for the changing to take place in your life. And not every Christian is at that point. Not every Christian. In fact, many Christians are not to that point where they're willing and obedient to allow that to take place. But notice what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. As we do that, as we behold his glory, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, he does that changing work in us, see, as we look upon him and behold him, behold his face. How do we see the face of the Lord? We see it through the Word of God, see? We see it through the Word of God. You can see Jesus through the Word. How else do you think you're going to see him? Well, you might have a rare vision or something, but normally, the way most people are going to see him is through the Word of God. So let us see your face, and you, by the Spirit of God, will change us from glory to glory. Hallelujah, to be more made in your image, to shine forth Jesus to ourselves and to others, that we be that shining light that God had called us to be. In a dark, dark world that is inundated with devils everywhere you look. And of course, you want to clean your house out. You don't want a bunch of devils dwelling in your house. So if you haven't anointed your home with oil, please do anoint your home with oil. And for many homes have to be anointed more than one time, because they've got some things that are built in there and been building in there a long time, and they don't like to be eradicated. But hey, go through the house, say, I consecrate this home to you, Lord. Come in and loose the angels to cleanse this home from every wicked and evil spirit. And just anoint it with oil and cover it with the blood of Jesus and drive out every wicked spirit in that place. And just keep anointing it with oil until the breakthrough takes place. And your home is a peaceful place to live and a peaceful place to abide, because you finally got them all routed out of there. And so, yeah, Get your bottle of anointing oil and go through the house, anoint every window, every door. Don't have to be a lot of oil. Just a little tip on your fingers is all enough. But, you don't have to smear your walls with oil. I mean, you can if you want to, but it's not necessary. Just a drop is enough on each window and on the doorpost and throughout the house in any area that you feel led to anoint. Anoint that area. If you sense that something strong in an area, anoint that area. Break the grip of the enemy. So take your house back. Take your dwelling place back from the enemy. So will you say to him today, Lord, I prepared a place for you, Lord, to dwell. Come and fill the place that is here for you. Come and fill the mountain areas and the hill areas, the valleys, the crooked, the rough places of my life. And cause me to be your dwelling place forever. And rout out the devils and let's get them out in Jesus' name, right? Let's get rid of them. Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm yours, Lord. You are mine. Hey, isn't that amazing that I could do that relationship with each one of us? I'm yours and you are mine kind of a relationship. And yet it could be a communing deeply with each one of millions and billions of people, even at the same time. Yeah, I don't know how many Christians are in the world. Do you? I don't know. Is it a billion or is it just many millions? Is it more than 1 billion? You know, I don't know, but there are many, many of us, and yet God can maintain an intimate relationship with each one of us at the same time. That, to me, that's just an amazing, amazing reality that he could do such a thing as that. And he can protect all of us at the same time that believe for his protection. He can heal all of us at the same time that believe for his healing. And he communes with us. And hears every one of our voices at the same time. How big is our God, folks? How big is our God? I tell you, he's bigger than any of us imagine him to be. He's so big that there are no words to describe the bigness of our God, folks. That's how big he is. He's bigger than all the devils and all the plans of the devils that they're trying to implement with bringing a globalist agenda. He's bigger than all of that. I tell you, he is a big, big God. Because he's fellowshipping with my brother over in Russia or over in whatever country, the Chinese underground church. He's fellowshipping with my sisters and brothers over there. At the same time, he's fellowshipping with me and communing with me all at once. He is everywhere. He's omnipresent, whereas the demons and devils cannot be omnipresent. They're not everywhere at the same time. They can't be everywhere at the same time. That's why they have a vast network of communication going on. How big is our God? Father, we thank you for this word tonight. You are a big God, big, 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 bigger than all of our problems, bigger than all of our sickness, bigger than all of our whatever issues that we're having in our lives, whatever valleys there are, whatever rough places and mountains and hills and troubling things. Lord, you're bigger than all of it. Lord, let your power be released into action in those areas, in those mountains, in those hills, in those valleys, in those crooked places, Lord. Let your power be released there. Let your bigness be released and your glory be released and your delivering power be released against all the spirits that have held us in places that we don't want to be held. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the reality of your greatness, Father. We thank you for the reality of your great love for us. Thank you, Lord. If we don't know these things, how are we ever going to make it in the days we're living in today, Lord? So we have to have a knowing in our knowers about you, about these truths that we've talked about tonight that are so important, Father, Lord, that we will prepare the way of the Lord for in our lives and also beyond our lives, Lord. And we praise you and worship you tonight, Lord, that we've been liberated to live in the glory of God, Lord. We've been liberated to live. And Lord, we bind and break the powers of witchcraft and all the evil of the enemy this month that he's trying to release on the church and the Christians and the believers. We break the power of those witchcraft curses and all their vexes, hexes, and spells and jinxes in Jesus' name. And we don't receive them. Send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. Like, you're bigger than all that stuff. Not that those ones don't have some power, but they don't have anything to match your power. Amen. You're greater. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and prince of the power of the air, and the God of this world, and all that. Greater is our God. Great is our God, right? Great is our God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes if we could do some deliverance tonight and get rid of some spirits as we take time for that and walk in more of Jesus.
Compare.
Amen. Isn't it absolutely beyond compare? Thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. Just a second. Okay, sorry about that dead air time, but I had to take care of something very quickly. All right, let's get some deliverance going. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thanks for putting all those scriptures up. Amen. That's nice to see them all up there in the chat there. All right. Here we go. Let's deal with the valley stuff right now for a little bit, and let's deal with the, well, we'll see how it goes. Let's start with the valley stuff. In Jesus' name, we come against these spirits that keep people in the valley for periods of their lifetime, and they don't need to be there because they're not called to live there. But not that we don't get attacked, and people do get attacked, and sometimes you feel, you know, that way, but it don't stay that way, see? It's when people stay that way for periods of time that we know that the demons are working and have got a foothold in their lives, and we don't want those footholds, amen? So let's get rid of them in Jesus' name today as we go and do some deliverance now. excuse me. Coming out of darkness. That's the key. And if we don't get out of darkness, then the darkness will, you know, if we don't get that darkness out of there, then the darkness will try to remain in us and be a troubling force against us all our lifetime. Amen. So let's get it out of there. Depression, we come against the depression right now. We break the power of the spirit of depression in Jesus' name. We fall out of agreement with depression in Jesus' name and command the spirits of depression to come out. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Move. In the name of Jesus, we command it to go. All those valley spirits, we talk it to you right now. In the name of Jesus, all those valley spirits, spirits of the valley, spirits that keep people in the valleys where they can't break out of the valleys, Lord. We just bind those spirits of depression to come out, those spirits of fear. By the traumas of life, all that trauma, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, all the trauma that keeps people stuck as they came in at some event in a person's life. Remember what we're talking about. Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough ways shall be made smooth. As we saw in Luke 3. Remember, we read that. And that's what this is about. We go deliver those areas. We're going to work on those areas that we talked about in the message tonight. The traumas that are there, you come out all the way out. Any traumatic event, a spirit came in, we command them to come out right now. Come out, come out, come out. Trauma, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. A car accident, the loss of a loved one, something traumatic happened, a relationship, an injury, come out all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. Be mistreated. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus is against those trauma spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Those depression spirits, those fearful spirits, those spirits to keep people in the valleys. Keep the people in the valley places. Come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. Up and out of there. In the name of Jesus right now. Move. Up and out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Despair. Come out. All the way out. Loneliness. Go, go. Worry. Anxiety. Come out. Worry and anxiety. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In that shadowy and dark place of anxiety and worry and fretting. Come out of there. All the way out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against that valley place of anxiety. Come out. Come out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out. The blood of Jesus is against you. Come out of there, that rough place. Come out, too, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, go. The valley places would include infirmities, too. It could. We command the infirmity sick spirits, the sickness spirits to go right now. Come out. Come out. Some people are stuck in the valley of sickness. Come out. Come out of, all the way out of there, up and out. In the name of Jesus, we command that infirmity, that sickness, that disease to come out now. Come out now. Come out now, come out, come out, come out, come out, you cursed spirit of sickness, you get out of there, go, 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 come out all the way out, up and out in Jesus' name, up and out all the way out, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, up and out of there, go, 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 the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus against sickness. By his stripes ye are healed. Ye were healed. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of the body. Come on. All physical damage, all sickness and infirmity, diabetes, heart trouble, come out of there. Come out. 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 Come out of there in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I break your hold. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, up and out of there. Circulation problem. Come out of there. Diabetes spirit. We break the generational curse. We break family line curses to the third or fourth generation. We break that curse right now so you don't have to live under that curse. We come out of there now. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out, all that sickness, all that curse, all that infirmity curse, in Jesus' name, go, 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 colon problems, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, up and out, 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 all the way, you've got to move in Jesus' name, you've got to go. We prayed a deliverance and healing prayer for one lady in a deliverance session, and she had had her colon removed and had horrible difficulties going to the bathroom, and she's still healed. She's healed. She goes to the bathroom normally and totally well. Thank you, Jesus. And we hear from her every so often, say, I'm still healed. I'm still well. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to the bathroom normal. And they took out all her colon, but about 4 or 5 inches. And, you know, the colon's a long thing. And now she's just totally healed and going normally. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for that. Thank you, Lord, for healing that lady, delivering her. And thank you for doing it for others, too. In Jesus' name, we rebuke and renounce the spirit of diabetes and command it to go. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against our physical body shall prosper. We command that sickness, that infirmity to go. We break the curses of it and the inherited curses. We break it right now. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All the way up out of people right now. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All infirmities. All infirmities. All those sickness and diseases go in the name of Jesus. Colon problems go. Gut problems go. All the way out. Heart problems. Mind problems go. In the mind. Memory problems go. In Jesus' name. Forgetfulness go. Go, go, go. Retention problems come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the mind. Go, 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 go. We thank you for a sound mind, Lord. Did you give us a sound mind? Hallelujah. Yes, God's not giving us that fear. Fear will take away the sound mind if you let it dominate the life, right? Because for God's not giving us fear to fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. See, so that when you live in that fear, then look out, because then you can have an unsound mind. You can live in and not live in the power and the love that you could be living in, that God would have you to be living in. Praise God. Keep coming out of there. I bind you. We break your power, all your spirits that try to mess up people's minds. In Jesus' name, get out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All those addictions of the mind, whether it be food addicted to sweets and sugars or coffee addictions or tobacco addiction, all those addictions of the mind, the things that the mind gets addicted to and tells your body that it's addicted to it too. And you come out of there right now. Come out, all those addictions of the mind. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All that self-blame, self-condemnation, you go. Self-punishment, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. The self-punishment, punishing yourself, come out. The self-condemnation, come out. You die to that, see? You don't have to live in self-condemnation. Self-punishment, come out of there right now. All the way out. All the way out, all the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Come out in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. Angels, sword these demons that we're talking to tonight. Keep sorting them until they're routed out of their place of dwelling in this person or that person. Come out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up. Come out, 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 come out. Come all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spiritual laziness, you come out. Spiritual passivity, you come out. Come out. Meanness, vengeful spirits, yes, you come out. That crooked place of harshness, come out. In Jesus' name, vengefulness, meanness, hatred, come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, wanting to hurt others, come out, 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 all that meanness, go, 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 fault finding, come out, critical, come out, 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 keep coming out in the name of Jesus right now. That fault-finding spirit, that critical spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way up out of there, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you have to go, devil. We cast you out in Jesus' name. All the way out, up and out. Go, 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 go. Keep going all the way, up and out in Jesus' name. Come out, come all the way. Keep coming up and out in the name of Jesus. All the way up out of there. All the way, all the way, all the way, all that rough disposition, you come out of there, go, go, go. Sharp and harsh words, come out. Insensitivity, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Not speaking the truth in love, come out, come out, come out. Harshness, you come out, 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 come out. Anger, all the way out, go. Meanness, rage, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, go, 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 go. Keep going, all the way out, all the way out. The blood is against you, the blood is against you. Keep going out, 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 all the way out. All the one, all that lack of concentration, unable to concentrate and focus in prayer, come out. Right now, all that lack of concentration and focusing in prayer, you come out of there now. Go in Jesus' name, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Unable to concentrate, the mind is wandering, come out. Come out, mind-wandering spirits. Cause your mind to wander when you try to read the word and pray. Come out of it, all the way out. And I realize that is an attack on everybody at some point in time, because the devil don't want you praying and reading the word. So he'll try to make every thought under the sun come into your mind to try to distract you and get you off track with what you really want to be doing and are determined to do. But just keep on pressing through it. And don't quit, because in Jesus' name, you'll be able to prevail. Amen. And we command the spirits to go in Jesus' name. Keep going all the way out. Distraction, come out. Distraction from the word and prayer, come out. Come out. Come out. All the distractions and lack of concentration, come out in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, you have to go. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Remember that, devils. You can't stand. You cannot prevail. Thank you, Jesus. All dark clouds over people's minds and over their brains, dark clouds, come out of there right now. Go, dark clouds, heaviness, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Confusion in the mind, heaviness, overwhelmed spirit, feeling overwhelmed. That spirit of overwhelm try to attack us at times, but overwhelm us with all the things of life, all the difficulties of life, all the attacks of life. Come out. All that overwhelmed spirit, you come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come all the way out. All that overwhelmed spirit, go. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All that overwhelmed, all that confusion, come out. All that dark cloud, come out. All that heaviness. In Jesus' name, heaviness over the mind, come out, 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 come out. Come out, heaviness. Come on. All that heaviness over the mind, come out of the mind right now. All that heaviness, go, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus, you got to go. Loose people's minds and let them go. All the heaviness, all the confusion, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. We break the controlling spirits, the power of those spirits over people right now. In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Go. Passivity, you come out. The spirit makes people passive. It won't do warfare. It won't fight back against the enemy. All that passive spirit, passivity, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Passivity, go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go. That passivity, go. Go, 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 go all the way out. All those spirits that say that you're a failure, you come out right now. You're failing with God, and he thinks you're a failure, and you think you're a failure. All those spirits that you're a failure, come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. All that fear that you're a failure, come out. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you. Excuse me, the Lord rebuke you too. Keep coming out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus, just breathe them out. Cough them out. Let them go. Yawn them out. Spit them out. Got to go. Demons come out through the mouth. Usually sometimes they come out through the pores of the skin. Just let them go. All the way out. Keep going. The blood of Jesus. That spirit of giving up, feel like giving up, feel like quitting, you come out. That giving up spirit, come out. Oh, it's too much. I just want to quit. I just want to give up. Come out right now. I bind you. Come out. Come on. All those give up spirits, come out. Giving up. Come on. The blood of Jesus, feel like giving up. That spirit telling you to give up. You just might as well give up. God's not listening to you. God doesn't hear you. God doesn't forgive your sin. God not going to fix you. Come out. All that spirit of give up. Come out. Just give up. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Come on. Just give up, they tell you. Come on. There's no point in going on. God's mad at you. He's disappointed in you. He's not going to answer your prayers. Give up. Come out. Come out. That's all a lie. That's a lie. The devil is the father of lies, and he's going to use lies to manipulate each one of us if he can get away with it. So we stand against the lies that daily come to our lives. We rebuke them and stand against them and cast them down and out, of course, and bring forth the truth of the Word of God. Remember the Word of God? That's why it's good to memorize the Word of God. And the Word of God will snap to attention when you start getting attacked like that. The Word of God, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Yeah. And it pops right up there, and the devil, you know, gets slapped in the face with the Word of God. Jesus used the Word. It is written. It is written. It is written on the enemy. And we need to use it, too, in our warfare. And that's why we need to know the Word of God and not be ignorant of the Word and know that precious Word and use it in our day-by-day life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, what else have we got to deal with here tonight before we go? We just got a few minutes left here. Few minutes left. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We just break the curse of double-mindedness tonight. A double-minded person's unstable in their ways. If you're yielding to a double-minded spirit, we command that spirit of double-mindedness to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there, double-mindedness. Come out, 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 come out. Your double-minded spirit, go, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 all the way. Loose them and let them go. Double-mindedness, go all the way out. Retaliation, you go. Come out, retaliate. Yes, you go right now. That's a big problem in a lot of marriages today. You know, one mate does something to the other and the other one retaliates, and it becomes a never-ending battle of retaliation. Each one won't be outdone with retaliations, and it's just plain, really, the devil and stupid, but, you know, not that the people are stupid, but the devil makes us do stupid things, try to get stupid things going to try to separate people who love each other, you know, out there who have marriage problems that are struggling. And so, Lord, we pray that this retaliation would go in those who have used that in their lives, to in their marriages or in other situations at work. Retaliation. We break the curse of retaliation. Command you to come out of people now. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Retaliation. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. We break the curse. Maybe it's a family line curse in you. That's why you do it in the first place. We break the family line curse of retaliation. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you, demons, right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, we are worshiping you right now. We thank you, Lord, for this deliverance tonight. We thank you for the message, Lord, that was shared tonight as we spoke it out for your glory, Father. And thank you for the anointing to deliver that message, Father, the way you wanted it delivered, Father. And we ask your blessing on everyone and seal this deliverance. So those who receive some deliverance tonight, feel it to them and help them to keep what they got and walk in what they got. Father, I praise you for the beloved people who are part of this broadcast and part of the radio church, whether it be live or later on that they listen. Lord, bless them. Encourage them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you and good to have you here tonight. And we will right now see you back next Friday night, and let's go ahead and say goodbye for the evening. And it's goodbye, good night, and God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend and week next week. For you, you're looking out.
Amen. That song is "My Heart Belongs to You." And that's what I hope all of us can say. Our heart belongs to Jesus. And we are his children. And I just pray a hedge of protection around you. No evil shall befall you in Jesus' name. No plague come nigh your dwelling place in the name of Jesus. And we break the power of witchcraft right now at this time of year that is in such manifestation in this country. And we break the power of witchcraft against each of you and myself and my wife and family and you and your family in the name of Jesus, and cover you all with the blood of Jesus, declaring the word of God that says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus, for divine protection from evil. Thank you, Father, for your angels encamping round about us, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Under your wing shall we trust. And hallelujah. We just got so many promises, Lord, and we break all the power of the enemy and send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Right now, we break the word curses, the lies, anything that enemies may have spoken over us, and people who don't like us, or people who are secret witches and Satanists that we don't know that they are, that are cursing us. We break their curses, hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes in Jesus' name, and cancel the assignment of these things in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord. We just want to keep the high praises going in our lips with the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips. Father, we praise you and thank you tonight. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for being in our lives and answering the prayers of a righteous man or woman availeth much, you said. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you hear our cries today. Whatever that heart cry is, that's according to your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for answering. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it to pass. Thank you, Lord. You said, whatever we ask in your name, it shall be done unto you. Let the Father be glorified. Hallelujah. That we, you be glorified. Praise God. Praise God. All right, folks. Well, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, glad to see you. Blessings on you in Jesus' name. And may you prosper in what you put your hand to that's godly and right. And may Jesus' hand be upon it, and may you see the goodness of God in your daily life and be looking for it, because it will show up. Amen? It will show up if you are expecting it and believing for it. It will show up. Jesus will show up. And that's what we all want, Jesus to show up. We need more of God. Amen. And we're going to have it, and we do have it. Jesus is showing up for his people, and we're thankful for that tonight. All right, well, thank you this evening for being here, and we're going to sign out now. We'll see you, Lord willing, next Friday night. Lord bless you and your family. Good night.